We are continuing on Shu'urim Rasha'a Kavanot. We are in the middle of an inyan called Inyan Levishat Amena'alim, putting on your shoes. So we learned yesterday the correct way of putting on shoes, even though it's machloket, but the correct, according to the Arizal's final psak, is that you put on your right shoe, then you put on your left shoe, you tie your left shoe, and then final step, step number four, then you tie your right shoe. That's the way you do it. And the reason why that was done was explained yesterday, because there's an inyan called the Or Panimi and the Or Makif. And in order to make sure that there are no chitzoniyut, chitzonim, evil, negative entities attached to trying to get the shefa of the pinimiyut of the orot, therefore that's why you have to do it in that way. So it might be a good idea just to do Chazara very quickly over it. So we're going to start actually from the beginning on Pei Aleph. Pei Aleph, to go through the Inyan again, and just to get clarity. So page Pei Aleph in, we're doing the Netiva Kavanot. Inyan Levishat and Menalim Kavan Yedatim HaMachloket Sheyesh Beseda Ni'ilatam. We know there's a Machloket, which is brought down in the Gemon Shabbat, Dav Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. Amar Shitiknu Aposkim Letzet Yidei Machloket. In order to get out of this Machloket in the Gemara, so what do? We do as follows. Vuhu. Shiyibash Tchilat Shel Yamin Velo Yikashchenu. You put on your right shoe, you don't tie your shoe. Va'achach Yina'al Asmol Yikashchenu. You put on your left and you tie it. Va'achach Yikashchel Shel Yamin. Now, what happens if you don't have any laces? So it says, "V'im ein kash ksharim b'naal, inal tchila shel yamin va'arka kach shel shmol." Simple. You put on your right shoe and then your left shoe. V'hine, ma shitzarech lechaven b'ze. What are the kavanas involved? Kine ima ilah hi mina'elet et zun bina. Right? She puts on the ima puts on her shoe, which is zun. Besod kenesher yair kino al gozlav yirachef. The pasuk talks about the mother, how she protects her children. So let's see the tiva kavanot od dalit. He said, "V'hini ma shitzarech lichaven beze ve'ata ra mefaresh kavanah sheyesh lichaven beseder aniliat levishat menalim hey." כי הנה אימה אילה היא המנהלת את זון בניה בסוד כנשא עיר כינו גוזלב ירחף, הרי מה אילה היא שומרת על הזון שהם בניה. לכן היא המנהלת את זון בלבושה כדי לשומרה מן החיצונים. So actually there's two aspects to this. We find there's an aspect of Ima going around Za, and also we find there's an aspect of Ima going inside of Za, providing the internal mochim shefa that we speak about all the time. So here actually we're speaking about the aspect of the Ima in the role of a nesher, of an eagle, covering over her children. And then the Arizal continues, "Omesim otam toch kenafea." She puts them inside her wings. "Ve'inim anam levusha chitzon de'ima ila'a nikra chashmal." And she puts them, what she covers them over, what's called the chashmal, which is with the modern Hebrew of that, it's called electricity. That's called chashmal, but that's not the correct translation. The chashmal over here, in the original sense, is a protective covering. Excuse me. "Ki ken hachashmal gematria malvush." And that's why, there's no coincidence why the gematria of chashmal, of this protective covering, is the gematria of malvush, of a levush. Kenal. "V'zeh malbush hu malbish u'makif et zun." This malbush is going around zun. "V'al tita'e v'tachshov ki zuo o makif dezan." Now, we can't make a mistake. Do not make a mistake to think that this is o makif. There's a difference between a malbush and or makif. Even though both of them have what's in common with both of them is that they both go around whatever they're being makif. Ki afal pi she'or makif shelo hu min habina, even though the or makif is also from bina, im kol ze hu b'chinat or acher, it's something completely different. Ach ze she'anu oskim bo hu b'chinat chitzoniut, it's something chitzoniut v'alevush de'ima, it's the chitzoniut v'alevush de'ima. U'malbish et zab b'chinat levush bilvad v'lo b'chinat or makif. Now it's a bit still a bit wishy-washy exactly what are you talking about. Let me explain this a bit more. A navka mina between an or makif and a levush would be how close is the or to the actual paltu. So the paltu of zah would have up and above him what's called the or makif, and closer to zah's actual goof you would have a levush. That's more that's a practical navka mina. Let's continue on page Pegima. V'atam alavush hazeh. What's the reason for this levush? The siba mashen noda lecha. Ki ein koach chitzonim litachez ela bezun belva. We know that the chitzonim, they love getting their shefa from zun. They can't touch ima though. Aval lo beima shi lemala mezun. Lachen kidei shelo yochlu chitzonim litachez baem. Ine ima magina alem umas. מפסקת בינם לבין חיצונים על ידי זה החשמל מכסה עליהם אשר אורו מועץ מאוד מן אור זון. So in order that the חיצונים should not grab away from Zah any of his shefa, that's why Poshut, that's why this levush has been created. The Ima's levush covers over Zah in order to make sure that Zah is protected. And he says in Od Chavdalit, Asher Or Mu'at Mo'od Min Or Zun, Ze Alavush Shel Ima Hu Or Mu'at Mo'od Be'erech Le'Or Shel Zun. Can you finish with Tekif La'alan? Okay, let's see. He's going to explain more about this later on. Omnam, Lesibat Eyoto Nimshach Min Ha'imai La'a Afa Pishoro Mu'at. So even though that is just told that very little is coming, very little protection is coming from Ima, but that's just enough what Zah needs in order to save himself from being shepherded with by the Chitzonim. Gam mesibat acheret, there's another reason why with the Levush is coming into play. Ki aviyut zeh hachashmal mafsik ve'en yucholim v'chez bahem ki hinei moshav klipot hu ben o penimi lo makif. Because we know where they try to reside the klipot, between the o penimi, which is inside the pasuf, and the o makif, which is outside. So they hide, they nurture themselves between these two orot. Lefish kavar bi'arti lecha ech arich malbish atik. As we know, the halbasha between arich and arich and atik, the abba v'ima malbishim la'alchampin v'zum malbishim la'abba v'ima. ונמצא כי בחינת אור פנימי, הנה אור פנימי דעתיק הוא יותר פנימי מכולם, ואור פנימי דנוקווה דזה הוא יותר חיצון מכולם. So what has he said? He said if you look at all the parzufim as cylinders, you can imagine that inside most panimi of all the parzufim is attic. Around that there's arich, around that there's abavima, around there there's za, around that is nukva. So the most exterior is nukva, the most pnimi is is atik, the part of atik. So let's see the tiva kavanot on chavchet. יש נציבה נוספת מפני מה מלבוש חשמל שומר מגין על הזור מן החיצונים וקליפות הוא מכוון, הוא מכיוון שהחשמל הוא לבוש אב ואביות הוא מתהווה הפסק בין האור הזך לזון לבין החיצוניות הכלי. So again, a very similar reason, because it's creating a hefsek. So the first time is out shmira, and this is a different reason. It's just there's a distance provided by ima's thickness, the thickness of a levush. And then he continues on Chav Chet. He says, "Ve'enu yuchon liyachez b'hem, ma'achamazeh avsek d'lubushima, en koach chitzonim liyaneg me'orot zachim d'zun, ve'ata mamshich harav liverei heichan u'moshav ha'klipot, ve'heichan makom ha'midat levush ha'chashmal d'shomer magen me'achizad v'yinikat ha'klipa." Now the Rav explains to us where are the klipot and where is the shmirah. So he continued, let's skip to Ot Lamed Aleph in the Tiva Kavanot. Hine, Mebuzari Erze Eloka, Shaneshma Hia Pinimid Mikulam, Ve'aliyah Malbush Et Aguf. The goof is on top of the neshama. Ve'ala goof Malbisham Begadim, and then you put clothing on top of your, on top of your body. Ve'chen Kivyochal Aderze, Hu limala besed itlav shul pasuf in the pasuf in the exact same way. Hayotem ule hu pinimi, the most superior of all pasufin is the one which is internal. Va'pachod imanu mishamish bechutz bebechinat malbush beofen shechut ha'ensof hu pinimi biyoter, and everything else is on the outside. So let's skip now to Lamed Bet. V'nimsa ki b'chinat o penimi hu o penimi da'atik hu yoter penimi. V'arav matchil kan lidaber rak mitchilat olam tzilut v'lo lemala misham. V'lechem lo eski et hu in echut ha'en sov Adam Kadmon שהם למעלה מעולם הצילות והפרצוף הפנימי של הפרצוף הם מהצילות. So he's not discussing anything above the world of הצילות, but rather he's only speaking about whatever's in the world of הצילות and lower down. Then let's just finish off the paragraph with them. He's עליו מלביש הנוגבה מלכות, היא מדריק חמישה, וכל הפרצוף שבהם עולמות יש שתי בחינות שיש או פנימי או מקיף. Okay, so let's continue in the Arizal. Actually, one more tiv, Lamed Gimel. He says, "O penimi shel nugva deza shi parzuf yoter muad bekol parzuf atzilut hu omed mibuchus lekulam vehi malbesh is the parzuf atzilut ve'ari malbesh is zam zam malbesh is the abba." Kol zem zchitzon yotzi b'chod. All right, he's just repeating himself in Lamed Gimel. Okay, let's continue our Rizal on page Peihei. Ba'om b'chinot ha'orot makifim hu lehefer. So again, this, when we talk about the parasha of all penimi, the most superior of the all is the penimiut. It's completely different when we speak about the all makifim. When we speak about the all makifim, we speak about the greatest all makif is the one which is most exterior. So it's really the opposite. So he explains. אמנם בחינת אורות מקיפים הוא להפך, כאור מקיף נוגבה דזה הוא יותר סמוך וקרוב אל אור, אל האור הפנימי של נוגבה עצמה, ועליו מקיף אור דזה. So let's get the picture clear, because it gets a little bit confusing here. So again, when you look at all the partsufim as cylinders, we said the internal cylinder, which is Atik, and the most exterior cylinder is the partsuf of Nukva. Now, each of the partsufim will have their individual Om Pinimiut and Om Makifim. Now, it's as follows. The Om Pinimi of Nukva is in Nukva, and her orb makif is around Nukva. Now, that sounds simple, but that's not going to be the case in the other partsufim. For example, in the case of Zah, his orb makif, it's not going to be around his orb penim, it's going to be around the partsuf of Nukva, which is exterior to him. Therefore, when we look at this, the fifth cheshbon, it's going to be that the all makiv of Atik, which is the most penimi of all patsufim, his all makiv is going to be the furthest from him than any other patsuf. All makiv al kulam, kulam en betocho makifim mimenu. And all of them are going to be inside of his makif, because his makif is going to be the most external of all the partsufim. So again, that's going to be the opposite of his all panimi. And that means, when it comes to all panimi, like we said, just to reiterate, the all panimi of Atik, which is the most superior of all of that's going to be the most panimi, that's most central. When it comes to the greatest, most superior type of all makiv, that again is going to belong to Atik, but his all makiv is going to be completely exterior to all the all makifim. And he continues, but Tawandavam, and the reason for this is, since it's so great and greater than all of the other omakifim, it's only logical that it should be outside of all of them, because by definition omakif is something that surrounds other things. Therefore, none of the other omakifim can go around it, because he's the greatest omakif. Therefore, that's why he stays outside of all the omakifim. That's the same principle for all of them. Okay, those are general principles that will help us in everywhere and in all at time. Back to our sugi over here. Ki hine aklipot em omdim beemsa ben o makif lo opanim. As he mentioned to us, the klipot, this negative entity, nurtures itself and is between the opanim and o makif. Now, the peneyem el nochach opanim, its face is facing the opanim, because it's not as strong as the o of the makif. So therefore, its face is facing the opanim. Ve'achoreyem el o makif, and its back is facing the o makif. Nefishem akol listakel b'achez b'o makif, since it cannot hold on to the o makif whatsoever. Ve'nimtza ki makom haklipot hu mamash be'emsa. So the klipot are found really between the o makif o penimi, ben o penimi de nukva de zampim leben. Oh, makiv shela atzma. So again, when we speak about the pasuk of Nukva, she's the only one who will have her personal or makiv which is surrounding her. Therefore, that's a very good example where we find the klipa between or pinim and or makiv. Leben or makiv shela atzma. B'lchein af al pisha manu sheklipot neachazim b'nukva dezeampin v'gam bezeampin atzmo hine enam yonkim bezeampin atzmo ela be אמצעות נוגבה לפי שהיא קרובה אל החיצונים יותר מזה אמפין. So that's a very important qualification he's making, that even though we said that the chitzonim are attached themselves to Zeampin and they nurture from him, but that's not 100% correct, but rather what it means is that they nurture from Zav via Nukva, as we saw the picture ourselves. We saw that the klipot are between the Opinimi and the Omakiv of Nukva. Nothing to do with Zah, but once they nurture from her, they incidentally are nurturing from him, because he gives a shift over to her, and the Chitzonim pick up on that. Ubezin Navin Tam Elamur, or on page Peichet, Ubezin Navin Tam Elamur Le'en. With this, we can understand what we said earlier on about this Inyan, what our Kavana is, in all these Inyanim, is to send away the klipot from the kedusha. That's all we do, and we do that all day long and every day. That's what the Torah tells us to do. That's we do that via the Torah and Masim Tovim. Ki ima o makiv da'atik aya mimkomo kan etzel o penimi denugva deza hayu klipot kovim el o gadol ahu. Lechein hunach sham o makiv ayoter katan. הערך שבכולם שהוא אור מקיף נוגבה דזה, כדי שהחיצונים והקליפות יהיו נתונים באמצע בין אור פנימי הקטן שבכולם בין אור מקיף מקיף הקטן שבכולם, וכן שהאורות המקיפים והפנימים יותר גדולים הדרחקו מן הקליפות, כל אחד כפי ערך גדולתו, כך ערך התחרחו קורתו מהם עד שתמסה נוגבה דזה מלבשת ומחסה על כל אורות כולם Hem v'chinat o penimi, hem v'chinat o makiv. So what has he said? He said something very simple. The whole reason why this has been done in such a way, like we know, because we can make anything happen, right? He can change the whole tzura. But the reason why he puts all the makif on the extremities of this system is in order that the chitzonish shouldn't get a grab of it, but rather the chitzonish should be left a place, a very confined place, because again we need to, Hakadosh Baruch Hu wants them to be around. He wants to service them. He wants to nurture them in order that we should have our free choice. Because if there's no klipot, no negative entities in the world, we have no choice between good and bad. So therefore, we have to keep them going. But on the other hand, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to give them too much shefa in order to make sure that they don't become too strong for us. And therefore, they're confined to a space which is called between the or pinim and the or makif of nukva. But if the scenario had changed and the Or Makifim, all the Parsufim would be just above their Or Panimi, that would give a chance for the Chitzone to grab hold of this tremendous powerful light called the Or Makif, and that would be self-destructive for all things. That's why it was made the Or Makif should be distanced from all the Klipa. Page Paytet. Nachzor ata el drush and iskal el ki hine. Anu riyerim el chitzonim. We are afraid of chitzonim. Pen yitrechzu v'ikach me'or pnim midinukva deza. We're afraid that they're going to take too much of the or of nukva deza. Liyota smucha etzlam kinizka. Because she is the closest to the klipot, as we've mentioned many times. L'chein בערך אימי לה הסתירה בהסתר כנפיה שהיא החשמל כנראה. Therefore, again, even though we said we want to give power to the חיצונים in order to allow the free choice, and we said that we don't want to give them too much, nevertheless, the balance has to be done through a process called the כנפיה of the אימה. That means אימה has to come down and cover over the nukva in order to make sure, and zah, both of them, in order to make sure that the chitzonim are held and contained, and make sure that the chitzonim will not get too much. So how is this happening? It's happening by the fact that the Netzah Hod Yesod of Ima are penetrating, as we always know, inside of Zah. Inside the Reish of the Zah. Omnam, Alevush HaYoter Chitzoni Mikol Levushi Netzah Hod Yesod HaNizkarim Eina Nichnas Toch Reish of the Zah. But the exterior part of Ima doesn't go inside, but rather Nisham Bechut Zun. It goes outside. Those are the two protections that we spoke about early on, that there's an aspect of Ima going inside, we said, and there's also an aspect of Ima going outside. And then we're speaking about now the outside chelik, which is a protection. Now, Marbish of Sove Otam, Ze Sod Chashmal Di Ima Ila'a, Asher Al Yado, Ein Klipa Yoneket, Mino O Penimi Dezam, Mipnei Rov Aviyut Chashmal Azeh, Ahefse, Amafsik Beneim. That's why the Ima comes around in order to protect them. But often, ki rov azechut vidakut, or rov aviyot gisagasot, both gisas, monea kliyavol mitaches. Therefore, that covers over, that extends the protection over za and nukva, that the chitzon should grab onto them. Ki einam yuchonim lekacha de'ela o benoni. Therefore, the chitzon only take a minimal amount. Ki hinei mina o amakif shel nukva. So they cannot get from the or makif of nukva, and neither from the chashmal. Omnam kasher chaz v'shalom hem. Ha'ima mistaleket me'al habanim mitgalim zun. Az hachitzonim yochulim l'nayek min or pinim yishlahem. And therefore, the chitzonim, if chas v'shalom klal yisrael are not doing what they're doing, then the protection, which is the iman, goes away from them, and the chitzonim are able to grab from the or panimi of nukva. Hina chashmal hu amalbisha asovev utam mebuchus. She goes around them. Mikol sivivoteim afilo b'tachad ragleh. She goes even underneath them. B'chinat ha'makefet otam mitzdeya v'nikra malbushim v'abchina asovev malmilimata. תחר הרגליים נקרא מנעליים, לכן כאשר תלבש מלבושיך תכוון אל הבחינת ראשונה, וכשתנעול מעליך תכוון אל הבחינה שנייה. So he's making a full circle, he's coming back to what we started off by putting on shoes. What is the purpose? I'll pick Kabbalah, not talking about practically why you're putting on shoes, but why pick Kabbalah do you put on shoes? Because of this inyan of protection. As we know, it's a protection for your feet, but that's Pip Shabba. Pisod is the Chitzonim are there in the lower world. They are there on the lower bases of every world. And therefore, what needed is a protection that's called the protection of Iman. She is comparable to the shoes. And therefore, when you put on your shoes, there are various kavanas in the Shemot of Kadosh Baruch Hu that we do in order to mimic the situation. And we're doing more than mimicking. We're actually doing pi'ilot, actual physical acts which are acting and reverting themselves in the spiritual world by giving us extra protection, by covering over the our corresponding patsufim which are on top. When you're covering them, you're covering yourself. That's why the whole inner of putting on clothing, Api Kabbalah, is this protective act from the chitzonim. Putting on shoes is also the protective act. Okay. Okay, we'll stop it here for now. We'll continue next time.